Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, 2 minutes past 4 p.m. Happy Thursday. It feels like a Friday for some reason. I got an email from my buddy Dean Mutter, who was a sales manager back at Emmis, our old company, and we're pals, and he asked if I would get involved with the American Cancer Society and the Men Wear Pink campaign, and I said yes, and then I realized I had no idea what I just said yes to. It was just pretty typical. So we're about to find out. We have Stephanie Hadfield from the American Cancer Society. We have Brian Bonfanti, who is a wheel over at Enterprise Bank and Trust, my bank for the last 30 years, and he is kind of running this thing, right? I mean, this is your baby.
Chairman. Yeah. Thanks for having us, Dave. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Tell us all about it. Take us wherever you need us to go. Tell us what we're doing.
Well, Men Wear Pink, it's a nationwide fundraising campaign that was established specifically for men that are community leaders and really influencers to help eliminate breast cancer. It's all throughout the month of October, breast cancer awareness. And we are, really on the hunt right now. It's our 10th anniversary in St. Louis, which has been awesome. And so we're on the hunt not only for ambassadors, but just to raise awareness. Mm-hmm. And, as an ambassador, and we appreciate you signing up this year. As an ambassador, really, it's quite simple. Throughout the month of October, your goal is to raise a minimum of $2,500, mm-hmm. and just wear some form of pink to
I'll get
represent.
That from Wheeler. You kidding
there you
me?
Go.
What's that?
$2,500. You're in, right?
Let's go.
Just to avoid
here,
wearing pink,
let me
probably.
See. Might be on me right now. Let me check my pocket. Oh man,
we'll take it with us.
It's at home.
We'll take it with us. So, really, we're just looking to get the word out. It's been a great run for 10 years, and I've actually been involved with it since it was established here in St. Louis.
Nice.
And I'll just say that cancer, it's really, to me, it's more about just raising awareness for cancer in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think everybody has been affected by cancer in some way, shape, or form. It may not be breast cancer. It might be some other form. But, this one just kind of hits home for me as, someone out in the community and just wanting to try to make a difference.
Yeah.
So
my mom's birthday is today. She passed away a month ago. She would have been 97 this year. Mm. And 24 years ago, my very first show ever, she had her surgery for colon cancer.
Oh, wow.
And so that's something that I have to be careful of and look out for.
Yep.
And like you say, everyone, you don't get many degrees of separation away until you can find someone.
That's absolutely
even people
right.
who you've lost. So
absolutely right.
So we're making strides, right?
We are making strides. We're making a lot of breakthroughs. I've worked for the society for 23 years, and I've seen so much just in that short amount of time, the breakthroughs that we've had. We're the largest funder of cancer research next to the federal government. But currently right now we have $117 million happening in cancer and breast cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an exciting time. We're on the cusp of so many amazing things happening right here in our state, in our city. And there's going to be incredible breakthroughs. Two of the drugs that the American Cancer Society actually funded the researchers that went on to discover these drugs are Herceptin and Tamoxifen. And I can't tell you how many people have said, because of Tamoxifen or because of Herceptin, I'm here today. And I'm here because of the work you've been doing, 20 years along the way. So
yeah.
I just love our mission and I love everything that we stand for. And
it's not just our wives and mothers, it's our daughters.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian and I both have young daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And while I know it's going to be tough to find a cure because we have to find 200 cures,
mm-hmm.
it's really important for me to raise children who understand good health, how to take care of themselves, but also see me setting that example,
yes.
making sure I'm getting my breast cancer
yes.
screenings. Yeah.
I'm 46 years old, but I started getting screened before mm-hmm. the age of 40, not because I have a high cancer risk. I'm an average risk woman, but I want to make sure that I know my baseline. I know that I'm talking to my doctor about this because it doesn't have to be hereditary
yes.
to be diagnosed with cancer. So.
And it seems I have, unfortunately, had several friends diagnosed over the past few years. They're all still here. They're all doing great.
Great.
I mean, because like we talked about, sometimes we miss the connection because we go to fancy dinners and put on the blazer and go be the MC at something and put the money on the pile. But the money gets used. The money gets used for things that could save your life.
Right. And that's again, why I'm here and so proud of where Men Wear Pink has gone. You know, this is really, we tapped into a market. The breast cancer survivors, they are raising the funds because they're doing it for themselves. Mm-hmm. They are doing it for themselves. They don't want their daughters to hear those words, their mothers, their wives, their sisters. They're doers. You know, we are in the community making sure this doesn't happen to our friends. But breast cancer is different. And when I meet those husbands that have been diagnosed, you know, their wives have been diagnosed, even men that have been diagnosed with breast cancer, the look on their faces is just heartbreaking, you know, to know what they're going through and know that they can't do anything other than just support their wives.
Yeah.
And they all go on a very similar journey. And I love how the men have leaned into this program as kind of a support network for them as well.
So, Brian, we have a big audience. It's KMOX and Cardinals baseball. We have a lot of movers and shakers out there that could raise $2,500 or more. Tell us more about men getting involved, what they need to do.
Yeah. So if they would like to get involved, I recommend, you know, you reach out to really, you go to www.menwearpink.org /St. Louis, Missouri, and that'll have all of your information there. You can sign up right there. Or at the end of the day, feel free to reach out to me directly as the chairperson. You'll find my information there. So yeah, it's an exciting time. It's geared, you know, for men, and it's just something that, you know I look forward to every October.
What do men do to raise money? Like, what have people done in the past?
Yeah, good question. So for me personally, you know, just in the role that I'm in with Enterprise Bank and Trust here in St. Louis, you know, I work directly with privately held businesses and their owners. So what's worked best for me, candidly, has been a letter writing campaign mm-hmm. that I do on an annual basis. I send that out really to anybody and everybody I know. It's really just designed to let them know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just been a tremendous success for me. But we've had, you know, people get creative over the years. You know, you do a fundraiser at a local bar, or, you know, dress up in something funny where, you know, bring $10 to, you know, raise funds for breast cancer awareness.
We see a lot of inner office
pickleball like tournaments. Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of, and it gets competitive. You know, mm-hmm. people like to see who can raise
one
the most.
One of their buddies.
And, yeah, and I'm always in that camp of, I want someone to raise a ton.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's a fun competition. It's friendly, but, you know, find different ways to get involved, whether it's something that all your buddies can get together with and raise, you know, everybody raise a little bit of money. That's what
it's
about.
And this is obviously ongoing all the time, but for Men Wear Pink, it starts when, ends when?
So technically, I mean, we can start raising money now. We'll take anybody's money. But, you know, October is really where, you know, we put the full court press on. October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
You know, we have a big kickoff event here at the end of September down at Union Station, which is just a great venue. They take great care of us. And then, you can raise money really till the end of the year if you want to. That would certainly count towards the competition, mm-hmm. but the month of October is really where we're out, you know, trying to raise awareness.
Very nice.
And this is a national campaign on top of it. St. Louis is one of many cities that participate in Men Wear Pink. So if you have listeners that have friends in other states, mm-hmm. tell them to look at Men Wear Pink, you know, on our cancer.org website and find one in their local area. Because it's a nationwide campaign. It gets real competitive. I mean, there's men out there that are raising hundreds of thousands of dollars in this campaign alone, not like collectively, but this one guy will raise, I think, somebody in Detroit, Kevin. We have some people that are really committed to this event. And so we do have a national top rankings.
Yep.
And so that's really exciting. And then we do a local, like St. Louis and within Missouri. We have three campaigns in Missouri as well.
Let's talk a little bit about cancer in general. I've been hearing a lot about getting tested, getting screened. We do some PSAs here in KMOX. I hear some ads for the different businesses and such. And I've always thought of it as being aware of your body and being honest with yourself about, this doesn't look right, this doesn't feel right. Beyond that, what should people be doing and thinking to avoid cancer in the first place?
So to avoid cancer in the first place, 90% of cancers can be avoided by your lifestyle. So no eating unhealthy, smoking is a high risk, drinking in moderation. You know, those are things that you can control. You can control what you consume. And staying active, you know, that's something really of a huge focus. That's like really what I try to stress with my children is like, you're preventing cancer later on. There's an HPV vaccine, mm-hmm. you know, that young, you know, 10 to 13 year olds get the HPV vaccine, we're seeing a decline in cervical cancer.
Such a good idea.
Which is such an incredible thing. And it's just educating people about what's out there. People have been asking for that magic pill. Well, we do have a vaccine, you know, for HPV that is, you know, detecting, it's eliminating six types of cancer around the head and neck. And so those are some in some other areas. But those are the things I would stress upon, is that a lot of it's within your control. A lot of it's within our environment. Some of it's genetic. So if you have a genetic link, you want to make sure you're talking to your doctors 10 years before that person was diagnosed.
Yeah.
So let's just say your mom was diagnosed with colon cancer 25 years ago. So what was her age then? So then you go 10 years before that. Yeah. But that even for you might be too late because of her age when she was diagnosed.
That's right. Yeah.
So you just have to be aware and be having those conversations with your doctor, and don't be scared, because I always tell people getting a colonoscopy or a mammography, a mammogram, is so much easier than actually having cancer.
Yeah, you bet. So. Yeah. My brother-in-law, Ed, was diagnosed with prostate cancer. It's going on 8 years, and he was given 2 years to live. And just the advances that they've made, he's still in remission.
That's fantastic.
That's what awesome. We want. Yep. We this year we're going to cross 2 million people that will be diagnosed with cancer in our country. You know, 310,000 of them will be diagnosed with breast cancer. So we want to make sure that people are understanding that why that number has finally crossed the 2 million mark is because we have more people living in our country. And the second thing is people are living longer because of the work that we're doing at the American Cancer Society.
Yeah.
You know, so we're really making sure that everyone has the same opportunity to treat, prevent, detect, and survive cancer.
Yeah. Brian, give the website one more time for men to get involved.
Yes, thanks, Dave. It's www.menwearpink.org/St. Louis, Missouri. That'll give you all the updates, fundraising, help, information, everything for Men Wear Pink.
Okay, so. And for mine, we'll get something going. We'll get something cool. Maybe I'll auction off one of my guitars, something fun like that.
There you go.
Yes.
Maybe Andrew's car. yeah, we need to raise $2,500. Sorry.
Yeah.
Quick break, right back. Nice to meet you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
423 DGS. Man, this show has gone by so fast.
I agree.
Feels too early to be going home.
Speedy.
Let's just hang out some more.
Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
Let's go to Topgolf. Why don't you guys hang out with me until 5:20?
Nah.
We don't want to work. We just want to hang.
Yeah. That's
no thanks.
Even watching you works too much.
Yeah, that's good.
I take everything back.
I'm with you guys. I'd leave too.
Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. So we've spent a good amount of time, I would say, talking about AI and what it's going to mean for creative people, what it's going to mean in your day-to-day life, what it's going to mean for lots of things. Well, there's a court proceeding going on in the UK about how OpenAI is learning, specifically OpenAI. And their executives are telling lawmakers in the UK, and I think therefore to the world, essentially, they can't be profitable if they can't use copyrighted materials to learn from. Mm. And what I read, and I want to see if you guys, if you think I'm crazy or if I'm on to something, what I hear there is we can't be profitable and make money if we can't steal.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if it's, I don't know what the line is. Like, I understand that this is a big scientific effort and you're trying to, but if you're trying to make a profit as a business, then you should be paying people for their work.
Especially the kind of money they're going to make.
Exactly. Right. We're talking billions and billions, maybe down the road, trillions of dollars, right? So I don't care about their profitability. If you can't be profitable without stealing from people, then don't be profitable. Lose money or do something else. You're very smart. Am I being too weird about this? Because I understand it's progress, it's science and all that, but there's a line. Like you're saying we cannot make money without taking your work to make our money.
What if they said, and this is probably the truth, and they said it poorly, what if what they said was our whole thing with AI to be what we want it to be for humanity depends on using all of this information? And there's so much information that we simply can't pay for all of it because it would be prohibitively expensive and AI would never get done. What if it was couched in those terms?
Even if that's true, then it doesn't get done. You don't get to steal from people. And how about this? Cut us in on the back end. We're using everybody's material, but when this starts making a boatload of money, there's a percentage for
Universal
everybody whose work we're using.
Basic income?
Whatever it is, right. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. And you can even, you know, because obviously we're not all, as individuals, contributing to the base of knowledge in the same way, right? George R.R. Martin has written these giant tomes, and they're impacting society. That's more than, say, a radio host doing...
Ouch.
You know, no, I'm talking about myself.
Gesture at me, Dave.
Yeah, he looked right at you.
But, like, it's different, right? You're not reaching... So, like a local radio host, you're not reaching the world. George R.R. Martin is reaching the world with the work that they're doing. I understand there are levels of impact, and there are people that are writing scientific information, because we're talking about that too, right? How about all of these researchers that have spent 20, 25, 30 years of their lives? It is their life's work, what they're doing, and they just get to learn from it and use it without any fee, without any benefit to the person doing the work. I mean, again, I'm not saying there's no middle ground to be found. But if you're going to make a lot of money off of this, if you're going to be profitable, then cut the people in on it that you're learning from.
How are we feeling about AI lately? If you were given the power, you are the proverbial wizard, and you can push a button that gets rid of AI. Maybe it moves it back 40 years. Maybe it gets rid of it completely. But we're not going to have AI. We're going to have computers, maybe quantum computers, but we're not going to have artificial intelligence in the way they say we're going to. Would you uninvent it?
Oh, I don't think I would, because there is a lot of good that could potentially come out of it. I think we tend to focus on the scary parts, like, oh, it's going to take jobs and it's going to do this and there's going to be deep fakes and all this stuff. And that's all true. But if it is going to cure cancer, then, you know, I can't in good faith say that I want that to stop.
We just have to be willing to and in proactive in putting guardrails on it.
Yeah.
I mean, and the problem is we're always late on technology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, and then you throw in the dummies that we have making laws who don't even understand technology and don't make any effort to understand technology. That's the problem, is that we're behind because they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be that difficult, though, to say, here are things that right now we know. Who are the smartest people? Listen to the smartest people that know these things, that we're going to build some protections in here so that if there's something weird going on, we have the ability to rein it in or shut it down.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.